SRN News, I'm Mary Rose. A group representing evangelical Christians is urging the Trump administration to reconsider its refugee policy. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton reports.
The National Association of Evangelicals is expressing dismay over the administration's announcement to admit only 7,500 refugees next year. That's down from 125,000 in the previous year. The group is urging Trump officials to reconsider the decision, describing the U.S. refugee resettlement program as a lifeline for those fleeing persecution. NAE's president says in the past, the United States has been a beacon of safety and freedom. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The Senate's first weekend session since the shutdown began has yielded few signs of progress. Senate Majority Leader John Thune's wish for a quick vote never materialized yesterday. The deadlock that has lasted 39 days is taking an increasing toll on the country as federal workers go unpaid. Airlines cancel flights and SNAP benefits have been delayed for millions of Americans. The FDA is cracking down on websites that sell unapproved Botox for cosmetic purposes.
Botox is a diluted, purified form of one of the most toxic substances in the world. In rare cases, the toxin can spread beyond the injection site to other parts of the body, paralyzing or weakening muscles needed for breathing and swallowing. The FDA says patients should only receive the drugs from health professionals who are licensed and trained to administer them, and urges anyone experiencing signs of botulism to seek immediate medical care. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
U.S. aviation officials are ordering McDonnell Douglas MD-11 planes not to be flown until they can be inspected. That's after the deadly crash last week. This is SRN News. Samaritan's Purse is on the ground in Jamaica.
The giant Christian relief agency has set up an emergency field hospital in the coastal town of Black River, one of many that was devastated by Hurricane Melissa last month. The hospital can house at least 30 patients and includes an operating room, intensive care unit, emergency room, obstetrics ward, laboratory, pharmacy, and blood bank. The giant storm hammered the Caribbean on its way north, and Jamaica was amongst the hardest hit. Michael Harrington reporting.
For the first time ever, People Magazine's annual Sexiest Man Alive honor goes to a homosexual. Actor Jonathan Bailey has been named by the popular magazine for 2025. Bailey, who has spoken openly about being gay, is the founder of the Shameless Fund, which promotes the LGBT agenda. People is following in the footsteps of other major entertainment magazines that are relentlessly pushing homosexuality, picturing gay and transgender celebrities on their covers. This is SRN News. The NCAA revokes eligibility of six more college basketball players.
The NCAA has revoked the eligibility of six men's college basketball players for allegations of sports betting in three separate cases at New Orleans, Mississippi Valley State, and Arizona State. The NCAA Committee on Infractions released findings Friday from an investigation that concluded the players manipulated their performances to lose games, not cover betting lines, ensure certain prop bets were reached, or provided information that enabled others to do so during the 2024-25 regular season. Ron Taylor reporting.
President Trump is reportedly interested in having the Washington Commanders' new stadium named after him. ESPN reports White House officials endorsed the idea publicly, calling Trump Stadium a fitting tribute to his role in the project. This follows congressional approval that transferred control of the RFK site to D.C. leadership. More at SRNNews.com.